And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you with Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez. I'll be back here tomorrow as well. Same K-Man time, same In Focus hour. That sounded better in my head. I thought that'd be kind of more clever, but you never know. You know, it's a numbers game on this whole being clever thing. It's all about getting your shots up there. Some may fall in, some may not. Tomorrow we'll have some folks from Wamego, USD 320, Gary County School District, along with Rock Creek School District. We'll also have Riley County Clerk, Rich Vargo. He's going to talk about some filing deadlines for anybody who wants to get involved with some elections and run for office. But right now, we have Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez. If anybody has any questions, comments, or concerns, we've had a couple calls this morning. 537-1350 is the number to call. And Commissioner, you had a law board meeting last night, I believe.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Well, main thing, it was about budgets and what they're looking at. And I know that they have, that we looked at three different options for the budget. One of the things that the law board budget falls under, and it's exempt from the tax lid. So it,
The entire,
yes, because okay. it's the emergency services such as the EMS and fire and law enforcement, all is exempt.
And it's probably a good thing it's exempt too when you look at the numbers we're dealing with.
That's right, but we're still looking at the county on the budget and whether or not we will go along with what was proposed, and we just have to concern ourselves at almost $200,000 in increase if we go along with them. And so when you have an increase of one entity that wants to do that much, it takes away from another.
And would that be a $200,000 or so increase overall or just to the county share?
It's going to be to both. And the county takes care of the facilities, such as vehicles and equipment and those things, and the buildings. And the city takes care of personnel concerns. So it whatever the city decides to do may not be what the city what the county decides to do on it. So,
and it's yourself, Commissioner Ben Wilson is also on that board with you.
Yes, right?
And then some city folks, basically just you guys and some city folks.
Right, and two appointees at large.
That's right, that's right.
So it's working quite well.
And looking at some of the things you're looking at yesterday, looks like you had one, two, three, four, five, about six options that looks like the RCPD kind of came up with to kind of give you guys some direction. And looks like option D is kind of one that's being leaned towards, and that's be about a 0.81% increase from 2017, which I'm sure 2017 was probably a little bit of an increase from 2016. Looking at personnel costs, non-personnel costs, I believe a 0.8% COLA increase, some education pay. That one looks like it's about 320 or so thousand as far as an increase. Is that the one that you kind of agree with as far as where you're leaning towards, or are you leaning towards some other options?
Well, I'm still leaning on D, but we're still going to look at the totals here. What we have is, like I said, almost $200,000. It's a $172,000 increase on our part, on the county's part. So we need to look at that real close.
And you mentioned that at the top, since we come back from break, that this was exempt, or it will be exempt from the tax lid.
Right, but still, we have to find where the money comes from.
Right,
and how we can do it. And raising taxes is not really, really what I'd like to see.
Well, I mainly ask that because I wonder what's not exempt. I even as much as I've heard about the tax lid the past few years, sometimes I still get confused on exactly what's exempt, what's counted against or for the tax lid. That you kind of help clear that up a little bit.
Well, like I said, what the tax lid does not cover, as far as or exempt from this percent that we can go up. We can go up a little bit, but not much, just because it allows you to do that. But we can go over the allowed amount with emergency services like EMS, fire, and enforcement, law enforcement. But other than that, we can't do. There's a percent or two we can only raise the taxes.
So that would be personnel costs,
right.
Buildings that aren't involved in any emergency services.
Right.
That's where the tax lid would really kind of come
right.
into play
mm-hmm.
more.
Right.
And that's where it's counted against whatever the rate of inflation is. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I get confused on a lot of the times. Are we talking inflation, a national rate? Are we talking the local county city rate? Are we talking a state rate?
It's state average.
Okay.
I believe. I have to look at that. I've okay. not really worked on that much. I'm still
right.
trying to figure where my office is.
Yeah, my first few months here at the radio station, I was kind of doing the same thing. So I understand that for sure. Looking ahead to Thursday, I think you got another round of...
We have another round of different departments coming in and different entities coming in to ask for some sort of funds. I do know, like, the outside ones, you know, like we have economic development. They've come in. We've got Riley County Historical Society. We've got the museum. We've got a lot of different entities that are going to come in. They're not vital to the operation of the county, but as ones that we have contributed, the agency on area aging, those kinds of, they'll all come in and we'll try to help in any way we can. But we got to concentrate on the roads, the bridges, the personnel, making sure we keep our personnel and, you know, with a reasonable, even just a 0.8 COLA for the year and this kind of thing.
And another example of what happens when you have state cuts.
Yes.
Especially when we're talking about roads
right.
and bridges, because I think, right from what I understand, it's almost pretty hard to find a bridge anywhere that probably doesn't need a little bit of money thrown at it.
Right. And I think Commissioner Wells said there's a bunch of bridges in the state. I don't know if he meant 15,000 or 150,000, the bridges in the state of some sort that need work. And there's no money from the state to do that.
And then it comes on to you guys, and then the state says, oh, by the way,
yeah, right.
we're going to cap what you can do
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
Fix those things that
mm-hmm.
we're not fixing.
Yeah. And, you know, it, every time you raise taxes, you burden the people down. But we're looking good in Manhattan. I don't know if you remember what was said. We got about 2%, 2.5% on unemployment, which is one of the most outstanding ones in the U.S. right now. So, and we're also looking for new industries to come in. So the Manhattan Area Chamber is working on that real good for us. Hopefully when they get MBATH done, we'll be able to get more houses out there and more businesses associated with them that will really help in our taxing, getting revenue for the county.
And Lyle Butler, the president of the Manhattan Chamber, Area Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. was in county commission meeting yesterday, mm-hmm. I believe in the morning,
yes,
and gave us kind of an economic update on things. And he talked about the unemployment rate, too, which, like you said, 2%, that's kind of mind-blowing in
a
lot of ways. But there is kind of a double – there is kind of a other side of the coin on
mm-hmm.
that, where it's a lot of employers are also – because we're at such a full employment –
it's hard for them to
right.
to come in and expand or build in our community because they don't have that much labor to choose from.
And what can the county do when it comes to helping some of those issues as far as helping businesses find that labor and skill that they're looking for? Is there anything the county can do on that front, or is that kind of just...
Well, part of it is us keeping up the roads because we're real fortunate in the county. We're sitting here real close to a major interstate. We have four towns that are sitting on a major highway. We've got nice communities, and We're trying to do the zoning, the new building, the 2050 plans that are projected by the Flint Hills Area Regional Council to help keep our agricultural farmers and ranchers and working well with what they have and not be encroached by other things. And we have redone a lot of the existing communities like University Heights and Lakeside parts and the Mohan area.
University Park University sewer project.
Sewer projects and things like that, which keeps us going in a real good way. So we are pleased with, and I am pleased with, some of the sanitary codes they have. All of those things I've been looking at. And so we're really doing a great job to make Riley County a place to live.
And one of those things I noticed yesterday morning that kind of got lost with everything else, just because when it's budget season like this, it's so much. It really is. People don't really understand. Your average Joe on the street really doesn't understand exactly what goes into making a county government and even city government functioning year by year by
that
year.
That is correct.
It is no easy task. But you did approve a zoning change for that Lakeside resort, that little bit north of the county.
Yeah, the Venomum one, yes, in which the county took over the road and taking over the road.
Because that was an issue before.
Removed a certain part that some of the local residents around that were opposed to the project. And so the project probably, it'll go on now, and it's a good economic program that will provide facilities for people to have weddings and to have other entertainment. And right now the over-the-road vehicle park that the Corps has out there, that's being used a lot, but has nothing to do with this other program. But since they're going to be right next door to it, it will probably enhance it.
And if I remember correctly, a few months ago, was it April, I think, when this was first brought to your guys' attention?
Yes.
The issue that you had with it, because it was tabled, was access and the road. So what was kind of the big change that when they came back, what was what they reworked for you guys to be okay with this proposal?
Well, the big thing was dust and the amount of traffic that was on the road, speed limits. They already had one farmer that had his fence run into again because somebody took the curve at a higher rate of speed than they should have.
Got to be careful on those gravel roads.
Yeah, they have to be careful on gravel roads. And the road has been kept up fairly decent by the Corps. They expanded the road. They did before. But it was a gravel road, and it only had, well, it had very few houses on it. But it's the way that it winds down and curves around that people aren't used to driving on gravel. They'll speed through it thinking that it'll stay on the road. But could be in the future, you know, paved, but right now it's going to be gravel. And the dust control will be done by the new petitioner for that commercial project and the county when they start building probably in another 15 months.
Okay, so the county's taken over that road now.
Yes,
they didn't have it before.
Right.
Okay.
And we'll probably try to get some speed limit signs on there.
Okay. Yeah, as far as the proposal, I think I was, well, of course, I'm always there.
Yeah.
But the proposal early in April when they showed some of the pictures, I mean, beautiful area.
It was. It
where,
is.
Where they're talking about doing these things, putting in some of these cabins and some of these amenities.
Mm-hmm.
I think once it gets going, it might be a pretty cool thing. And then another extra thing that we got here in Riley County.
Right, and it'll be good for the city of Randolph, too. I mean, Riley County and the city of Randolph.
So. All right. Let's go ahead and go to our last break of the hour. Brady Bowman here with Riley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN's Morning News is brought to you by ESB Financial, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. With the